Colorado Preps. Kevin Schaefer with your Colorado Preps cast.
Okay, we wrap up our podcasting for the week with a look at our top teams in Class 1A, 2A, and 3A girls. As we've done throughout the season, we give you a top five in each of the respective classes, then give you a second five, not in any particular order, and then many other teams to watch in each division. And this time around, we're going to spend a little time previewing some highly important matchups on the girls' basketball side coming up later on in the week. But first, let's get through our polls in Class 1A. No change in our top five there. The five teams from last week went a combined 8-0, and really were not challenged in any game. So Kit Carson remains number one there, 11-0. South Bakken number two at 10-0. Haxton stays put at number three. The Bulldogs are 10-1. Brigsdale is fourth, unbeaten at 12-0. And number five remains Sangre de Cristo. A very impressive week as they get to 9-1. Back up to Carson. They beat Cheyenne Wells and Holly, and they will go to Stratton Liberty on Friday and then host Springfield on Saturday. Obviously, they'll be favored in each of those games. Important one for Kid Carson, probably coming up against McClave all the way to February 15th. That'll likely decide the top spot in the High Plains Conference. And again, Kid Carson will be favored there as they beat the Cards 58-28 in the Lamar tournament. South Bakken picked up their 10th win by beating Walsh 59-29. It was their second win inside the Tri-Valley. A couple of more games coming up on the schedule there. Kim Branson on February 2nd and Springfield on the 14th. So still not a lock for the Patriots to win that league title. Those are two tough opponents. This week they host Manzanola Tuesday night, then go to McClave on Friday. That could be a good test as well. South Bakken, though, averaging 56 points a game, allowing just 27. Good chance to be unbeaten. They do not face Kit Carson in the regular season. Haxton 10-1 after beating Caliche 68-17. Huge game for the Bulldogs this week. They host Ray on Friday. That's the middle game of three as they also tangle with Chase County, Nebraska Tuesday night and then go to Otis on Saturday. Haxton has beaten Sedgwick County, Caliche, and Holyoke in league play, so they're tied with Yuma and Marina for the top spot. Again, Ray this week. Marino comes up on February 7th, and then Yuma on the 15th. So if both teams take care of business, that regular season finale will be a big one inside the Lower Platte. Dawson Canode with 14 points and nearly 10 rebounds a game. Also 6 assists and nearly 5 steals. Has her hat in the ring for Player of the Year. She had 14 points and 14 boards in the 1-point win over Holyoke last week, or a couple of weeks ago, I should say, in last year's only meeting with Ray, where the Bulldogs lost 49-33. She tallied 12 points and 7 rebounds. Brigsdale beat Prairie 49-27 and then Caliche 67-13. Their big game comes up on Saturday as they go to Fleming. That's the final game of three in three nights. They host Front Range Baptist on Thursday, Otis on Friday, then make that long trek out to Fleming on Saturday. And after that game, they'll have just 4 games left in the regular season. Now, the game with Fleming is a rematch of a contest played back in December, won by Brigsdale at home 61-52. They had a 19-10 advantage in the second quarter, and that was the difference. Kylie Kreis, a great freshman, 21 points. Shelby Hoffman had 17. Together they hit 12 of 31 shots. Kimberlyn Kreis had 12 rebounds, and Hannah Fiskus had 7 for the Falcons. Now Fleming was led by Kendall Kirkwood. She had 12 points and 16 rebounds. Jenna Lengfelder had a game-high 15 points. Whitney Chintala added a dozen. So here's your scenario coming up on Saturday. Brigsdale wins. They're the North Central League champs. If Fleming wins, those two teams are tied. They still each have a game with third place Prairie, but both already have a win over the Mustangs. Sangre de Cristo, we thought they might get tested against Cotopaxi last Friday. It was a no contest. 51-12 was that final. Pirates had just one loss coming into the game, but they were outscored by Sangre 20-2 in the second quarter, and the T-Birds did not give up more than 4 points in any quarter. This week, they go to La Vida. On paper, that's probably for the league championship, but La Vida lost to Cotopaxi the next night, so Sangre heavily favored to win that one. They play Sierra Grande on February 9th and Kim Branson on the 15th, and Sangre right now, average win, 36 points a game. Next five, also the same group as a week ago. DeBeck lost to 2A Meeker, but it didn't hurt them because they won't play them for the 1A title. But the next five, Genoa Hugo, DeBeck, North Park, Fleming, and Wiley. We talked a lot about Fleming. They picked up a good win over Prairie Prairie on Saturday, and they've won 8 straight since that first loss to Briggsdale. Before the Falcons, they tangle with Akron on Friday. As far as Genoa Hugo, they're 11-1. They beat Byers, Burlington, and Stratton Liberty last week. Those are all 3 league wins, and they've already lost to Lyman, so the chance to win the Union Pacific is very difficult. They have just 1 game left on the schedule this week. They go to Kiowa on Thursday. For DeBeck, we mentioned they had that loss to Meeker, but they also rolled past Caprock Academy 76-10. DeBeck has 2 important games at Paonia Wednesday and at Vale Christian on Saturday. North Park 7-3, their record. They beat Hayden last week and lost to Sirocco, but the same scenario. Rams, of course, a 2A opponent. North Park will be favored on the road twice at Caprock on Friday and at Plateau Valley on Saturday. As far as Wiley is concerned, they're 9-3 after beating Sharon and Walsh. They go to Eads on Thursday, then host Lake in Kansas, a much bigger school, on Friday. In the league, Wiley is 2-1 with wins over Kim and Walsh. They do have that loss to South Baca, so it'll be hard for them to move back into the championship unless they get some health. They would also have to beat Springfield coming up on February 8th. Other teams to watch in 1A girls: McClave, Kim Branson, Springfield, Marino, Longmont Christian, and still Cotopaxi City despite that big loss to Sangre de Cristo. In Class 2A, our top 5 remains in order again this week. Del Norte number 1, Lyman 2, Yuma 3, Ray 4, and Swink number 5. Del Norte still unbeaten at 11-0, a good win over Sargent 42-24 last week. It was a non-league game, but that'll give an indication of how their conference matchup may take place later on in the year. They led the Farmers 26-6 at halftime and cruised from there. Kendra Parra had 23 points, 9 of 18 from the field. Lacey Jones added 7 points. Yesenia Rosales had 6. Sargent was led by Lainey Billion with 7 points, just 2 of 15, though, from the field. This week, Del Norte has another non-league game with a league rival in Sanford. That comes up on Saturday, and again, that result will give us an indication of how the league standings may end up. Lyman is 11-1. They moved past Deer Trail and Akron convincingly a week ago, a combined result of 143-41. Tougher tests on tap this week. They host Simla on Tuesday, then go to Marino on Saturday. Lyman lost to Simla 50-40 last year, but this year they have much more depth than the Cubs, so bench play should carry them. Simla goes about 5 deep. Lyman goes about 11 deep. Tony Lopez nearly 10 points a game. Anna Wisensee at 9. 9 players average between 3 and 9 points a game for the Badgers. Again, they'll be heavily favored in our mind against Simla on Tuesday. Yuma at 8-3. We keep them in the third spot despite a loss to an out-of-state team. If you listen to our boys' basketball report, we told you that losses or wins really against out-of-state opponents don't factor much into our rankings because teams in Colorado won't face teams from Nebraska on their quest for a state championship. But this was a tough loss for Yuma. They scored just 3 first-half points in a 30-27 loss. Their 2 standouts, Chasey Block and Cody Robinson, combined for 25 points, but they made just 9 of 27 combined shots, and the Indians as a team, 1 of 8 from the 3-point line. They have to bounce back quickly. They host Holyoke on Friday. That's a key game inside the Lower Platte. Yuma, of course, still unbeaten in league play as they have defeated Wiggins, Ray, and Akron, but Holyoke again coming up this week. Marino on the 2nd and Haxton on the 15th, so still a lot of work to do for the Indians before they defend their league title. Ray is 9-2. They took out Holyoke 46-40 on Saturday. Got a good effort from Tabby Jones. She was really the difference in the game. Only player in double figures for the Eagles. She had 13 points, nailed 3 3-pointers, and also provided 11 rebounds and 3 steals. Jones just a sophomore, but she is preventing defenses from focusing completely on Morgan Smith, and a great attribute for Coach David Reed and his Eagles. They go to Goodland, Kansas on Tuesday, and then that big one at Haxton, as we talked about in the 1A report. For Holyoke, Emily Jolden dropped in 21 points. Taryn Trumper had 12 for the Dragons. They shot just 28%. A little bit snake bit recently are the Dragons. Swink rounds out our top 5. As we mentioned, they're 10-1. Took out Rocky Ford 33-19 and John Mall 51-14. They've given up more than 30 points in the league only 1 time this year, and that should continue this week. They go to Swallows Charter on Friday, and then that matchup we mentioned at 1A Power, Sangre de Cristo. That's a good one for both clubs, really, the Lions and the T-Birds, because both need a push here down the stretch. Swink also has a game at Holly on February 1st and Lyman on the 15th, so again, a couple of good good test before the postseason gets underway. As you look to the game at Rocky, not a lot of offense there. Lions hit just 33% of their shots. Tierra Holland led the way. She had 11 and was the only Lion in double figures, and she also knocked in the team's lone three-pointer. Next five, as far as 2A is concerned, Heritage Christian, Meeker, Sirocco, Rye, and Holyoke. Heritage Christian unbeaten at 11-0. Saw them beat Highland 52-41. This is a very good club. I'm not sure they can compete with any of the top five teams because they're very young in some spots, but they go to Dawson on Tuesday and host Denver Christian on Thursday. They can basically clinch up the Mile High Championship with two wins this week, as they would have then three wins against their top challengers. Now, as we look to Highland, senior Sarah Collins had 16 points, including three three-pointers. Kaylee Seamers, just a freshman off the bench, with 10 points, including two trays. Emma Johnson, kind of the key. Pretty good size on the inside, guessing about 6'3". Junior center had 16 points and 8 rebounds. Savannah Brown had 12 rebounds, including 10 on the defensive side. Again, a good club. Not sure if they can play with the top five teams in the state. Meeker is 11-1, three wins last week over Little Snake River, Wyoming, Paonia, and DeBeck. Cowgirls have won 10 in a row since a non-league loss to Sirocco. Just one game on tap this week against Plateau Valley on Friday. Looking down the road at Meeker's schedule, it gets a little difficult in February. They play Sirocco and Hotchkiss on back-to-back nights, February 7th and 8th, and Sirocco, that one is on the road in Oak Creek. Speaking of the Rams, they had a league loss to DeBeck, but bounced back to defeat Hayden and North Park last week. They go to Rangeley on Friday for their only game. Both those teams have one league loss, so it's probably an elimination game as far as the league title is concerned. Hotchkiss, another important one coming up next week on the 1st. Rye is 12-1. Defeated Swallows Charter and Los Animas pretty handily last week. They go to John Mall on Friday and at Crowley County on Saturday. Their only loss came against Swing, 34-28. One of their young freshman twins, Sophie Adamson, very strong in that game, 13 points and hit all six of her shots, but the rest of the team, 5 of 25 and totaled 15 points. They finished with Simla on the 9th and Rocky Ford on the 12th. So again, two good ones at the end of the year to get them ready for a postseason run. Again, this is another young team looking to make a push in the playoffs. Holyoke, we keep them in the second five because they've played such a strong schedule compared to other teams in contention for this position. They're the only team among our next five to fall last week, but again, that came to Ray. They go to Perkins County, Nebraska Tuesday, and then line up against Yuma on Friday. They've already lost in league to Ray and Haxton, so they're just 1-2 in league play, so a lot of work to do to get back into one of those top two spots concerning the district tournament bracket. Teams to watch in 2A: Sanford, Simla, Peyton, Highland, Ignacio, Dawson, and Hotchkiss. All those teams should be through the regional round. Class 3A, here's where a dandy game is set to take place. It's on Saturday between St. Mary's and Colorado Springs Christian. They've been 1-2 in almost every poll across the state, media and coaches-wise. It's kind of funny in the Chazza polls throughout the year. They have just flip-flopped depending on the week. St. Mary's is number one this week. Then last week, it's Colorado Springs Christian, and they've just pop back and forth in those two spots, but clearly, based on results against top teams across the division, these are the two best clubs. We have St. Mary's 1 and Colorado Springs Christian 2 in our poll. They are both 11-0 and both have really been dominating this year. St. Mary's has wins over Res Christian, Pagosa Springs, University, Lutheran, and Pueblo East. All those teams have spent time in their respective top 10 this year, and the closest game of that bunch, a 19-point win for the Pirates. Colorado Springs Christian, equally impressive. They've beaten Lutheran, Pagosa Springs, Lamar, Manitou Springs, and Jefferson Academy. They beat Lutheran by a dozen and Pagosa Springs by 18. So again, neither one of those teams have been challenged so far this year. We expect that to change on Saturday. Now, St. Mary's, of course, beat the Lions twice a year ago, including a state championship game. That final was 44-38, and we expect those two teams to make it there again this year. But in the finals a year ago, McKenna Bodette had 15 points and 12 rebounds for the Pirates, but she's since graduated. She's no longer in the lineup. Pirates still very talented. They return Josephine Howry. She had 14 points in that win last year, and she's averaging 21 points a game this year. She also nailed down 16 points in the regular season win, where St. Mary's came from behind a year ago to win it 44-31. They trailed by 10 in the first quarter and 8 at halftime, then outscored the Lions 24-13 in the second half. St. Mary's was at home for that game, however. This one is on the Lions' home court, and that should make a difference. Colorado Springs Christian, of course, their two big guns, Megan Engesser and Rachel Ingram. Engesser had 21 in the state final, Ingram 8. Last year in the regular season, they combined for 27 points. And maybe the difference this year for the Lions, a couple of key support players, junior Corey Anderson and freshman Elliot Hokert, both averaging just under 9 points a game. So we'll see how they respond to such a big game coming up on Saturday, again at Colorado Springs Christian High School. Pagosa Springs, number 3, they're 10-2. We move them up one spot thanks to their win over Centauri last year. Their only two losses are to the teams ahead of them in spots 1 and 2. They also beat Alamosa last week, so that win and the Centauri victory gives Pagosa Springs a pretty good shot at winning the Intermountain League Championship. They still must beat Bayfield on Friday to gain the official first-half lead. Their rematch with Centauri is coming up on February 1st. They play Alamosa again on the 8th. Against Centauri last Monday, Devin Wilson, 21 points, knocked in a couple of three-pointers. Elsa Linder had 11 points and 6 rebounds. Haley Griego added 7 rebounds as well. Centauri got 19 points from senior Melissa Wilson, but only a combined 21 from the rest of the team. Eaton moves into the 4th spot this week. The Reds are 12-1 after beating University and Sterling. They also have a win over Platte Valley already in league play, so they're in good shape there. Against University, they won 51-38. Michaela Hill had 15 points. Addie Randall had 11 points, also 8 rebounds and 4 steals. Sydney Booth chipped in 9 boards in that victory. This week, the Reds go to Valley on Tuesday, then host Brush in a key conference game coming up on Friday. Centauri, despite that loss to Pagosa Springs, we kept them in the top 5 at number 5, and we keep them ahead of Red Hot Delta because they beat the Panthers 53-43 before Christmas, so head-to-head playing a role in our spots here. Centauri looks to bounce back as they host Alamosa on Friday. That is their only game of the week. Delta is 10-1, and they head up our next 5. Their only loss again to Centauri. They have a great win last week over Montrose, and then also bested Coleridge 52-49. Against Coleridge, Keeley Porter had 18 points. Sarah Geddes had 10. Teams combined to shoot 64 free throw attempts, 32 for each squad. Geddes also had a good floor game, 8 rebounds. Porter added 6. Porter had 3 steals, and Missa Webb added 4 steals as well. Coleridge had 15 points, 13 rebounds from their standout, Taylor Wisecamp. Now, coming up this week for Delta, they host Palisade on Tuesday, and then a good league test with Grand Valley at home on Thursday. Moffitt County also had a good week out west. They moved to 10-3 and jump into our next 5 as they beat Grand Valley and Cedar Ridge at home, so they keep a share of first place there. Looking down the road, they have Delta at home on February 1st. This week, though, at home against Basalt on Saturday for their only game. Another new entry into our next 5 is Skyview Academy, 10-1 the record. We move them in ahead of Lutheran. Skyview beat Faith Christian, and then Faith Christian turned around and beat Lutheran, so we move Skyview into the top spot there. But these two teams will settle it on the court Tuesday night when they match up inside the Metro, and that will obviously go a long way to determining that league championship. Skyview Academy's won 8 straight. They beat Kent Denver peak to peak and Stargate last week. Now, if you're looking for some inside info on their game with Lutheran, they've played the Lions this year and lost big in non-conference play, 78-37. So again, that game at Lutheran, I said it was Tuesday, it's actually Wednesday, and it's the only game for Skyview Academy, but a big one. In that first matchup, Lutheran led 37-16 at halftime, and then outscored 24-10 in the third to run away with it. Lutheran got 16 from Stephanie Schultz, 15 from Kate Webster, and 12 from Caitlin Kyle. Hannah Banco, 18. Natalia Miller-Forrest, 10. For Skyview Academy, the rest of the team combined for just 9. Lutheran is 7-4, coming off that loss to Faith Christian, 44-42, but then beat Montchbuff and peak to peak in dominant fashion. Versus Faith, they trailed by 6 at half, then took the lead after 3, but were outscored 17-14 in that fourth quarter. Faith got 20 points from Ashley Finch and 13 from Abriana McGraw. The rest of the team had 11, and again, a good win for Faith and a tough loss for Lutheran. Academy 10-1 rounds out our next 5. 5. They go to Pinnacle Tuesday at Kip Collegiate on Thursday, then host DSST Stapleton on Saturday. Wildcats a heavy favorite to win the Frontier. They're coming off a huge win over Bennett last week, 68-28. Top challenge probably now Middle Park. Middle Park in our group of teams to watch. They're joined by Platte Valley, Grand Valley, Cedar Edge, Coleridge University, Resurrection Christian, Faith Christian, Liberty Common, and also Alamosa. So that's an in-depth look at our top five teams in 3A, 2A, and 1A, and also a preview of some very important conference games on tap across the girls' basketball landscape this weekend. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Colorado Prepscast. I'm Kevin Schaefer.